nobody's ever told you that.
Hey guys, I was just listening to the most recent YKS Premium Take the Records off the shelf, and I had to stop and call you all because, in real or fake, Mike, you got 4 out of 5 right, and Jesse, you said that you were 90%. 4 out of 5 is a 90%. So I just wanted to thank you guys for teaching me so much about math. I feel like I learned so much from your show, things I never knew before. So thanks. Love the show. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike, I think I made a boo-boo. Oopsie.
Did you think you made a mistake? I think the math still checks out.
So the way to test it, this is what I would tell my kids. We're homeschooling. This is what I would tell my kids. I would say, look, you want to figure out what percentage 4 out of 5 is. Well, we just say, well, percentage means out of 100. So let's get 5 to 100. You do that times 20, right? And then with the 4, just do whatever you want on top. Just scoot it over and just say it doesn't matter because you already got half of it right. And who's going to call you on it? Some kind of fucking dick?
Some kind of fucking asshole with nothing better to fucking do? You think somebody's going to sit around and waste their time and do that? I don't think so.
I'm getting right into my 8-year-old's face, and my hot breath is hitting her nose square on.
Coffee, nasty coffee breath.
And I'm saying to her, these guys live in their fucking mom's basements, and you think they can roll out of bed and tell you what math is? Fuck them!
Guys are eating the Cheeto in the basement and Troll and doing Mountain Dew. These guys.
Isn't that interesting, though? Isn't that interesting, Mike? Can we talk about this for a second? I want to talk about this. I think it's interesting that
you have the floor.
Thank you. The Cheeto.
Hey, JF, yep. Buy it all. Go ahead. Bite, you know. Biting you.
At your
floor.
Pleasure. the Cheeto, the humble Cheeto, once... Mm-hmm. Was the domain of trolls and losers in their mother's basement, correct? That's you yep. said it right there. It would yep. be Mountain Dew. It would be Cheeto. It would be Cheesy yep. Poofs. Cartman. It would be yeah. reaching in and getting your... Why don't you stop trolling me online and clean the Cheeto puff dust out of your keyboard? Because you don't even know... You're so dumb. You're so filthy. You don't even wipe your hands before touching the keyboard. You know?
You don't wash your hands?
Right.
That's what people...
Right.
That's what they get mad about.
They like you to wash your hands nowadays.
You don't even wash your dang hands.
I didn't hear anything nowadays. About washing your hands until this whole thing came around. Honestly. When's the last time you heard somebody wash? Don't forget to wash your hands. What? I'm going to shoot you, is what it
anybody
used to
check,
be like.
Anybody check on the bank account of Big Soap?
Yep.
Johnson & Johnson, those guys?
Yep.
Anybody check and see what they made off of this whole pandemic hoax? Has anybody seen that?
Oh,
look at the numbers.
Sure would be a shame if you had to wash your hands every time you touched your asshole. But
follow the money.
Good news is we've got it looks like here in the back, we've got a bunch of soap, wouldn't you know? You know? Like, thanks.
Just by happenstance. I'll touch my fucking asshole if I want.
Thank you.
You're not going to get me to wash my hands. You're not going to get me to wash anything.
Hell no. So...
That's how you sound, people who don't wear the mask. That's how you sound, you fucking...
Yeah. I don't think we have a mask today, do we? There was one mask I was looking at for today, and I don't think we ended up putting
about?
It on it.
Oh, the campaigns?
Yeah, we didn't put one on. There was one, maybe we'll talk about it on a different episode, but there's one that's like an auto mask, where it uses infrared... You know, I mean, it's the same infrared technology in, like, soap dispensers or whatever. Except for it opens this little cargo bay for your mouth to shove what else but a fucking Cheeto in there, I'm sure. A big yeah. cheesy poof, you know?
Somebody sent us one that was like an LED mask that you can program to
no.
smile or something.
Oh, no.
Like, just total fucking... People just going crazy in this quarantine here.
They need to get one... If you did that and you just put an ad on there and then you could sell the ad space... Be kind of cool. Make it say McDonald. You know?
Yeah, McDonald. Remember McDonald?
Remember? McDonald's new catchphrase. Remember? That could be something kind of fun. And then they put some of the old stuff they used to have up there, like little coffee, little... What else they used to have? Ice cream.
A lady's crotch to yep. go along with the coffee.
Used to be in there. But the Cheeto, Mike, the Cheeto used to be the domain of the loser. And now the Cheeto occupies the highest position in all the land, right? Isn't
yeah.
that the,
yeah.
the story? You could trace America's history comeback. Through the Cheeto.
That's a great comeback story, the Cheeto.
It's inspiring, actually. It's more inspiring than a lot of the stuff you see now on TV, which... You know, I'm looking at right now, I'm looking at a commercial for a gyro at Arby's. Okay, what is that? Is that supposed to inspire me? You know, what am I supposed to do with that?
They do roast beef. Now they're doing you. Turn my whole perception of the restaurant on its head. What do you mean, gyro?
What do you mean? What do you mean, gyro? The sandwiches do look good over there at Arby's. I don't know. I'm always surprised at some of the advertisements that some podcasts do get to do, thinking specifically here of Bill Simmons, who I know you don't really know anything about or care about, but he's
legendary sportscaster.
Well, you're in the ballpark, but he
and commentator.
The thing about him is he's got this huge audience for his podcast to the point where he's not just doing normal podcast ads, like basically like internet shops or whatever. It's the normal thing to advertise on a podcast. He has he had a fucking advertisement this week for, I shit you not, the man had an advertisement for Pepsi on his podcast. What the fuck?
How are we going to get that money, huh?
I have no idea. Would that not be insane to advertise Pepsi?
How are we getting that? My God. Ad where you're giving me a Coke and I'm like an oppressive police officer. Remember that? Kylie Jenner.
Yes, dude. Yes!
I got my gun to some guy's head and you're handing me a soft drink. And I'm like, huh. You know what?
Did they ever do that? What was the one? Is it Snickers where it's like you're acting really crazy right now and they hand him the Snickers and they turn out to be okay? Did they ever do one with that for cops where a cop is like beating up a protester and running over a crowd with their MRAP and then someone hands him a Snickers and he like turns back into a normal person and is like, oh, this is crazy. I should act normal. Did they ever do that?
Jekyll Hyde scenario.
It is a Jekyll Hyde, isn't it? The modern day Jekyll and Hyde, Snickers. Great candy bar. I'd love to advertise for Snickers as well. I don't have a problem
with
that.
I think we just did with the ad about the brutal police state that we just dreamed up. I think we just made the perfect ad.
Okay, how about this? COVID-19, we shrink down. COVID-19 is running amok on our bodies, and one of the other white blood cell hands COVID-19 a Snickers and says, you know, you're not yourself when you're hungry. And COVID-19 takes a bite out of the Snicker, and you can see like the gooey caramel, which is like way more gooier than it is in normal because this is commercial, so you have to have more gooey caramel. Yeah. And then the COVID-19 turns back into, guess what? Just a flu. Mm-hmm. Right? Still not good.
I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Still gonna kill you.
Still gonna kill probably tens of thousands of people, I guess, this year. Just doing my normal thing, but, you know, be like a smaller molecule or whatever. That's my pitch on Snickers. I don't know. I don't have anything for Pepsi. Is Pepsi okay? Yeah, Pepsi is okay. Pepsi is okay. And it's like a call and check in on your friends type of thing. Does that make any sense?
Oh, yeah. How about we get James Cameron to direct a Pepsi commercial, and it's the foot of the police bot 5000 crushing a protester's head.
Yeah.
And then just dumping like a big thing of Pepsi on it.
Okay. The James
drink
Cameron
Pepsi or else.
James Cameron could do a lot with Pepsi. Like he could do the Titanic, the scene in the jalopy when they're fucking and it's getting all steamy in there, right?
Yeah.
And you just see a hand come up and the hand slaps like a Pepsi can on the winch. Could that be ideas?
Yeah.
They're in there drinking
they
Pepsi.
They put it in Rose's pussy and it pops it. She pops it out. Floop.
I don't remember.
Under the car seat.
It's been a while since I've seen
the
movie.
Pepsi One can? Pepsi Max?
Pepsi Max. Yeah, it would be Pepsi Max, if anything. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. It's the Avatar. You could do one where the little braid is coming out of the Pepsi can, and you link up to it, and you say, "I am. I see you," or whatever. What did they say?
Didn't see the movie.
You haven't seen Avatar?
I think we did watch it on the show one time, but I wasn't paying attention. I was doing
what work. What were you doing instead of watching Avatar?
Well, probably working on the podcast, bro. Something I wish you would do once in a while instead of watching a fucking movie.
You're right. I gotta pick my game up, which is why I've got this third monitor in here now, Mike. So I've now got a monitor for monitoring basically the day's events. So right now I've got NFL Sunday on over here on the third.
You got the
monitor.
Action Center.
I really do. I'm in the Action Center right now. I'm the holograph of Wolf Blitzer, like walking around the fucking stage on election night.
YKS Action Zone. You got a commercial up, you got a game on, you got Avatar on.
Yeah.
Soaking it all in.
Man, that's the thing though now is Sundays, now that I've got this really going, Sundays are for football and the boys. And I'm worried I'm not gonna be able to be watching a movie while we record anymore. That's what I'm actually worried about. I'm very deeply concerned because you said Avatar. You brought up Avatar and talked about how great it was. Now I want to watch it again. You know?
Yeah. It is a great film.
What is your favorite part of Avatar? I know mine already. Mine is the one where it's like the big cats. Like there's like a big alien cat and it like jumps up and like scratches the guy. And he's like, God yeah. damn it. You know, and he like fucking fills it full of lead. I think that's one of the best parts of the.
I mean, I enjoy the film as a whole. I enjoy the film, but if I had to pick one part, it would be when the guy is running across the what is that, the cliff?
Yeah,
at the top.
Yeah,
and he's running and he's getting like chased, and he jumps over the a crevasse in the mountain, and he what's the guy's name? Jake
Sully. Yeah.
Sully, he's like, "Hey, toss me the energy sword," to one of the aliens, and the alien says, "Here you go," and he tosses the energy sword to him, and then he almost doesn't catch it.
Yeah, but
he does.
He does, of course. So. He does catch it, yeah. And that's when you find out that he is the Turok Makto, which is, of course, the leader that is able to ride the incredible, yeah. great Leonopteryx. Which we remember, and it's honestly been a touchstone for the culture.
You're really making this up right now.
That one's real.
I think that you're making it up.
That one's real. And you can ride that at Disney if you want to go get a bunch of disease now with some of the worst people on earth. You can go to Disney World right now and ride that thing. And it made me want to barf. Even in healthy times, I wanted to barf on that ride. It's like rides just aren't rides anymore, okay? Rides, they just ain't, yeah. they just ain't what they used to be, these rides.
They're motion experiences.
That's exactly what they are, yeah. Are you a rides guy? I don't know this about you. Are you a rides guy?
I hate fucking rides. I hate rides. I hate roller coasters. They can all go to hell.
Thank you. I agree with that.
I used to work in the, you know where I used to work? I used to work for a company that kind of did...
Right. You were in the entertainment space.
Experiential design.
Yeah.
Is what they called it.
Yeah.
Which is just like junk, mm-hmm. junk terminology.
That's right.
The whole industry is crap. It's very funny.
But you know, you used to get on a ride. This is what they used to do in the old days. I know this sounds crazy to you young people out there. You used to get on a ride and you would buckle in, okay? And then it would you'd go around a track, you'd do some sightseeing, okay, and you would you'd get some thrills and maybe some chills as well along the way. And that's what they used to do. Now what they do, they put you in a little chair. They take you in a dark room. They put you in a chair. They say, "Don't worry about buckling up. You ain't going anywhere anyways." They pull this big screen down in front of your face. They play a movie for you for 8 minutes, and they say, "Wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Don't forget to hit the gift shop on your way out." Okay. And that's basically the whole experience. And I love it.
Oh, yeah. Your payment will be one arm and one leg.
Tap in my pockets. Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. Mike, why don't we do An update on an old Kickstarter while we're here just prattling on, talking about God knows what. Yes. Yes.
I love this part of the show. It's the update. It's the iris, JF, is what we're going to talk about from episode 155. Iris reading glasses.
One of the many products whose name was decided well in advance of its function, which is always the best way to go with anything. Can I come up with the name of this thing first, and then maybe later I'll figure out what it is? And in this case, they came up with Iris first, EYEWRIS, and they said, well, okay, wrist. What if we got some glasses that folded around your wrist for some reason? And they did it.
Congrats. Congrats to the Iris Corporation for making it, for making the goal.
They did actually meet the goal when we talked about them on episode 155. They had 26,931, and somehow they ended with record scratch, or I guess that's like a car breaking. What's a record sound like? You can't do that with your mouth. I did one.
Papa, what if I do like this? Is burp?
Beep? Yeah, no.
Beep?
Hang on.
Didn't work. Burp? Reach a new level in podcasting history. This is this one's going on AV Club. This is gonna be on AV Club for sure.
Something better fucking go on the AV Club. So that's what they did. I forget what I was talking about now. Oh, it goes on your wrist, I think is what I said. It ended with $10,083. Mike, that's some $17,000 less. Don't check the math and leave me a fucking voicemail if that's not right.
Does that happen?
What I think, this is my guess. Initially, my read on this was, they had like a big donor cancel or something. And that's why they didn't make it. That's just what it looks like. But what I think actually happened is I believe they updated on July 30th that the project would be canceled. And then from there, the project remained open while they were refunding pledges. That's my guess as to what happened, because they cleared the total of 25K. Then they posted, hey, we're actually not going to do this. And then I think that, you know, that $16,000-$17,000 started going back to the people who pledged. But that seems like a really fast turnaround for that, because people will go months or years and still be wondering where their refunds are. And I guess they're just never coming in those cases. But I'm really surprised that it happened that quickly, and that Kickstarter even showed that the money went down. Why would they even do that, you know?
Yeah, it's a mystery. But maybe the only campaign we've ever seen where they've done a great job of refunding people.
Honestly, that's like one of the most honorable things we've ever seen on this site. If that is in fact what happened, I would give this one of the lowest sucky ratings, which, by the way, that's what we've been using for the past 300 episodes. Yeah, we've been talking about the suckies. You know, how much did it sucky? We had a whole scale for suckies and everything, and we're still doing that. We've been doing it the whole time. I would give it a pretty low sucky score based on if they really gave back this money that quickly.
I would go so far as to say, Iris, you are DB's pimp of the week.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We should get a hold of these guys. Onion AV Club, a pimp of the week, here to stay? We sure hope so. This is the final update posted by the guy who came up with this stupid-ass idea. Hi, everyone. First of all, we want to thank you for your support. Blah, blah, blah. Never catch me saying that. With so much uncertainty caused by the global pandemic, protests, and trade wars resulting in interruptions to production and distribution, we have decided to cancel the campaign. Note that as a result, all pledges will be refunded. We can no longer confidently ensure that our products will be delivered within the planned time frame, which would be unfair to you, our backers, and distribution partners. That's not to say that Iris will not be coming to market. We will continue to move forward to make our vision a reality. So keep an eye out. Didn't even do quotes or italics, so it'd be like a joke we could laugh at.
Yeah, I would have done that.
That's a fucking slam dunk. You let that go right by you, it's right there.
Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Wink.
Or two, wink. Moron. Don't blame the world. Don't blame the state of the world. It's you. When you don't have the drive inside you, this is the final result that we end up with, you know?
Iris, you are DB's hoe of the week for not doing that. Sorry.
Oh, that's brutal. Oh, I'm so sorry, Iris. God damn. So that's the update on that. They messed up. We're still sitting over here very foolishly with our eyes on our face, or our glasses on our eyes are on our face, but the glasses are on the face as well.
Hey, great David Bowie song, Eyes on Our Face. Come on now. Is anybody awake? Wake the fuck up!
Wake up, everybody.
Come on!
Come on.
Is that David Bowie? Eyes without a face. Billy Idol.
Billy Idol.
JF,
okay.
You dumb son of a bitch for not correcting me.
I couldn't name a song by either one of those guys. If my fucking life depended on it, I could not tell you. Okay,
White
hang on.
White Wedding. That's one.
White Wedding, Billy Idol. Oh, and The Stroke, right? Right? Stroke
Let's
me?
Do the six-pack, Jay.
No, shut up. I'm not done with this yet. Did he do The Stroke?
That was Billy Squire, JF.
Okay.
Who did The Stroke.
Well, he did Piano Man, at least.
And don't convince him with Billy Clarence Carter, who's stroking. Come on, now. These guys are all stroking their goddamn meat. All these guys make songs about stroking their meat.
That's really good, Mike. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back with the beloved six-pack.
I just got on a topic I want to talk about, stroking the meat, and you're just fucking
just
dumping it.
All right. Just a minute. Mike, today's episode of the program brought to you by Wipers123.com. The name says it all, because they're focused on one thing and one thing only, that's selling premium wiper blades and providing premium service. I tried to tell them, why don't you call it service123.com? And they looked at me like I had grown another head. That's real. Yeah. I had a meeting.
You had a really conversation. You should not have said that to them.
They seemed pretty upset. We had a meeting with Wipers123.com. It was over Zoom, of course, socially distanced. I said, first of all, hello, thank you so much. And I was doing, I had a funny background. I think that was the main problem, is I had a funny.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I had a funny background, okay? And
You look like you're at the Empire State Building. What are you at?
I know. You know? And they were like, hey, if you're out there, if you're outside, we can just meet you in here. Because that's where the Wipers123.com office is, I assume, in the Empire State Building. I said,
we'll
no,
it's, outside.
I said, it's just a joke. I flipped over to the Taj Mahal. And they're like, wow, that's how did you travel so fast? And so we were off the rails pretty much from Jump Street with these guys in the meeting. And it's my fault, and I take full responsibility for it, you know?
They're in Wisconsin.
Okay.
I just looked it up.
Okay. And where is the Empire State Building? Is it not in Wisconsin? Is it not?
That is in Jersey, I believe. Wipers 123, gang, no matter what you're driving, Wipers 123 has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. You could be driving a Camaro, a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, Maserati, one of those Benz trucks that I like and I want to have.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They have a wiper. They'll fit whatever goddamn car you're driving.
Yeah, it really will, Mike. And of course, there are people who are not listening to the show who are not driving those expensive luxury automobiles. And I'm assuming Wipers 123 has them covered as well, right? Practically the only thing Wipers 123 doesn't have covered is the Department of Defense with all of their various tanks and so forth. Although, I don't know, call them up, maybe.
Maybe they have one.
I don't know. Maybe,
who knows?
I don't know. I actually do not know.
Taking your Apache helicopter to the Kroger, see if they can help you out.
Well, they're going to be rained on as well because they're up in the sky and that's where the rain comes from. It only makes sense that Wipers123.com would have them covered as well, because it's also the only place you can purchase the Typhoon Speed Set wiper blades. These things are cool. They're all American made, all weather, premium beam blades that feature quick click technology. Guaranteed you'll have them installed in less than 30 seconds. Okay. That's the cool thing about it. You're not wasting all day on your wiper blades. You can go back to,
you know, whatever it is you do.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't have a suggestion in the copy for something you could be doing other than installing wiper blades.
Yeah, they seem to maybe think that you could think of one thing that somebody could be doing.
They leave it up to us to decide.
entirely too much trust in the reader of the ad.
I don't know. Coming up with funny Zoom backgrounds? I don't know. Look, you can see for yourself by going to wipers123.com and using promo code YOURKICKSTARTERSUCKS for $10 off orders of speed sets. That's promo code YOURKICKSTARTERSUCKS for $10 off your order of wipers123.com speed sets. Oh, Mike, welcome to the six pack. We have to do six Kickstarters now. Don't forget. Kind of doing the voice of your mom waking you up before school. Mike, don't forget. We got to do the six pack.
My house is more like. Can't even think of anything.
Your house is. You couldn't even. Okay. Your house is more like Yosemite Sam. He's shooting off guns down. What, well, do something?
I was gonna say that.
You were gonna say Yosemite Sam.
In my house, my mom would wake me up. I would wake up every morning by the sound of a gun. And if I didn't wake up after that,
yeah,
I never woke up again.
Yeah,
they took it real serious.
Why did your mom always go around saying "rass and frassin" when it was time to? What is that even? "Rass and frassin"?
Stomping on her hat. Let's get out of here. I'm talking to my friends. She's at it again. JF, what I got for you is called BLM Fist, Black Life Matter. Black Life Matter. United we stand. Our product symbolizes Black Lives Matter. Stop hesitating to give a helpful hand. Stop hesitating.
Okay.
To give a helpful hand.
You caught me hesitating.
This is from Hong Kong.
Okay.
Our boys over there.
Huh.
Now, this is just a fist, okay? That you, this is like a statue or like a thing that you set on your shelf or something, or
up there with the records, I assume.
What I thought this was going to be was just someone who repurposed. You know those fists that you buy to put in your asshole or your vagina?
I know those, of course, and your mouth too. You can suck on them as well. Yeah, I know all about those.
I thought it was like one of those fisting dildos that someone just put on like a base, but I guess it's like 3D printed and stuff. So
it looks like it actually is 3D printed. It looks like it's a new,
less offensive than what I thought it was going to be. And now I'm the asshole for dreaming up the first scenario.
Yeah, but... it is actually very weird that you went right to that. I of course thought about charity. It was the first thing I thought of.
Stupid.
But
but what you're supposed to do is just set this goddamn thing on your shelf or something, and somebody be like, "Oh, what is that? The Black Power Fist or something that you have there?" And
yeah,
like, yeah, I ordered it online from like Hong Kong or something.
I guess that's a little weird, but maybe with Hong Kong, there's a connection there between the protests here and then the pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong as well. I mean, like, I
talk
guess...
a little bit about the Hong Kong protests, JF, and what, I guess, the impetus for the protests were and where you see it going in the weeks or months ahead.
Well, I think the first thing to nail down there, Mike, would be whether or not they're still going on. And you know, I'll talk about that in a second, cause I know the answer to it, but I just, I wonder if maybe flipping it on its head a little bit, would it have been strange for someone in America to start a Kickstarter for like whatever, like a symbol of the Hong Kong protests, which could have been, I don't know. What would it
umbrella.
Have been even? Okay.
Umbrella.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. If we had seen a Kickstarter on here for an umbrella that said Hong Kong, we stand with Hong Kong on it, it was an umbrella, would we have thought that was strange? I'm not sure.
Don't know. I think just the visual part of this is what, because I mean, it's a Black Power Fist, and the people who are going to buy it are just like white designer people. That's who it's like marketed to. I mean, the product image here shows it like sitting on a guy's desk and he's working in his fucking little office with his exposed white brick and his little MacBook. He's having a great time.
And they're all photoshopped, obviously. Email. I mean, the thing does not actually exist.
Photoshopped very badly. And this, you see this one down here with the...
In between the two computer stands is the one that looks really off to me. Yeah, it's awful.
That's pretty bad.
The kerning on this was totally wrong. Looking to you for approval if that's the right. The kerning on this looks really weird.
Which one are you looking at?
Just the one with the bad kerning, I think, looks really weird. Have you noticed that? Are you seeing that as well?
No, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Scaling.
Okay. But I guess the other thing is has there been anything worth a fuck that's ever been 3D printed? Or is it just like maybe they're doing like car parts that are 3D printed? Is that something that we've done with that that's worth anything? Or is it just like little Yoda figurines?
Man. You know what's funny? I saw, well, I guess they couldn't do it, but I saw there was some post about Tesla owners.
Oh, I saw this too, actually.
Where they opened up some part or something, and they saw it was like held together with like wood that they bought that somebody bought from like Home Depot, and like everybody started discovering this.
Yes.
It was like,
you'd have to look up what it is specifically. I think I saw it on Jalopnik. I think it was that I believe it's like it's inside the battery compartment, I think. And there's some
It's like a coolant thing.
There's a strap that holds it together, but there also needs to be a brace between the strap and the unit, whatever it is that it's holding in there. And yeah, it's like a little 90-degree. I mean, honestly, it looked to me like something you would find in packaging. Like if you get something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a mini fridge shipped or something, there's those little really thick cardboard 90-degree pieces that sit in there so the corner doesn't get dented in shipping or whatever.
Yeah, it's like those. And you know, some Tesla guys are like, it's genius.
Did you
found a way to make
did
something?
Did you see
from
the
nothing?
Positive comments about it? Because
I didn't
saw
see it.
Yes, they did.
I didn't
say,
see it.
They did say that. They said this is what engineering is all about. You know, you have a problem, you find a solution to it, and here it is. And the people
which
who
is true,
this...
but not on your fucking $130,000 car or whatever it is. You don't want to fucking. Oh, they taped the fucking rear view mirror up because the glue wouldn't hold. That's
right.
Such genius.
Well, duct tape is really cool. It doesn't just go on ducts. Like looking at your car all strapped
so
together.
Stupid.
I know, it's a nightmare. The fucking Tesla thing sucks. I mean, it sucks so fucking bad that this guy's been thrust upon us as a society that we got to deal with this fucking guy and hear all his harebrained bullshit. And have him indoctrinate all his little freak fans. I mean, that part's terrible. But it also does suck that we didn't end up with an electric car that is, like, worth a fuck. Like, could we not have... Even if it doesn't...
Yeah.
It would just be nice if it were one that was good, that wasn't held together with spit and had all these fucking problems. Why are we not? Why do we have one that sucks? They all suck. Why can't we have a good one?
They all suck. They all suck.
And I would like an electric car. That's the fucking thing about it, is I would like an electric car. I would like, in a different world where the guy who made Tesla, first of all, just not a guy who made it. It's just like, it already exists, and it has existed for 50 years. That's a good world of the electric car. But,
yeah.
It's not some psycho, but... In a world where the people who made the Tesla is just like a normal company, you can just go buy the car. You don't have to know the guy who stole the idea from whoever.
You don't have to do like a secret Rick and Morty quote at the dealership to get like a discount or something.
Yeah, exactly. It would be so nice to get one, to have an electric car. It plugs in. It charges really fast. It's got a great network of whatever. Or you've got the thing, or the battery thing that goes on your wall. Maybe that works. It would be great if that stuff worked and it wasn't, you weren't supporting this freak when you got the stuff. Because who wouldn't want that? Do I fucking love gas for some reason? I don't love gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But we're fucked. But Ford, you know, Ford's coming out with one and I think it's going to be about $60,000. So that's pretty cool too. So you can't, you know, you can't fucking win.
I don't think it'll ever take off. You got too many fucking morons who... I don't know, how do you get people to embrace new technology? I don't know. It's weird. Especially with cars. You know, cars are part of the American story, JF.
Yes.
Detroit. the heartland. Well, whatever.
Here he goes. His patented Detroit Rock City rant. Yeah.
Hey, Hong Kong's protest started in June against plans to allow extradition to mainland China. That's what they're all worked up about over there.
Correct.
Critics feared this could undermine judicial independence and endanger dissidents. Until 1997, Hong Kong was ruled by Britain and as a colony, but then returned to China under the one country, two systems arrangement.
Yeah. So that's something for the people who didn't know that, not us.
Earlier. People who didn't know it. And I would have gotten to it sooner, but we had the Tesla stuff.
We just didn't have time. Yeah, we just didn't have time. So sometimes the show suffers when we don't have the time, and I hate it for you guys. But we're doing our best, so you can't be mad. And speaking of not being mad at us, Mike, looks like this thing was going to run about, 659 Hong Kong dollars, which is about 86 U.S. dollars to be delivered in January 2021. I actually would like to see what the finish on this ends up like. Is it going to have that weird, like, lying around the edge that it does when stuff is like... it will,
they're
right?
They're not going to sand it or anything like that. Well, they probably will, but...
You think they'll sand it?
3D printed it, it's, like, hollow in the middle, so it's going to be cheap and it's going to...
The renders of it look like it's going to look like polished nickel or something. Like, it looks like it's going to be... it looks like it's going to be metallic, and I think it will look like... this is what I think you'll get. I think you will think that you are getting... like a painted, like, brass bust almost that you could sit on a fucking table in your living room. And I think what you actually get is just a different shade of Hulk hand, I think, is what you're going to end up with.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So
it's extremely light because it's made out of PLA and it's just hollow in the middle, like I said. So you're not getting anything. What a stupid idea.
Very strange idea, yeah. $1... of 38.70, strange amount as well. One backer, 28 days to go. That's the BLM fist.
They also made something else. It was called Soap Hope, which is just a soap in the shape of in the shape of a coronavirus is what it looks like.
What?
It's just soap. They didn't make it, of course, but
they tried to.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're opening up the news and saying, how can I make a product out of this with the 3D print? Can you 3D print soap, actually? Or how are they carving that? It says cold process. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think probably they would make the 3D mold, and then I'm assuming cold process is they just form it in the mold.
Let's see.
Because it looks like it's extremely brittle from the video. So it looks like,
it looks like a bath bomb, I guess.
Yeah, it's bath bomb type. So, why would you?
Wash your hands with plain soap and water. That's still one of the most important steps you can take to avoid getting sick and to prevent spreading germs.
That's a quote by the FDA or whatever.
The world is being threatened by the spread of COVID-19. You feel unsettled, anxious, and stressed. Under the threat of an outbreak, it is normal to experience negative emotions.
So,
you clean your hands frequently with various products. But, did you take good care of your hands? Alcohol-based cleansers? Antibacterial soaps? 75% alcohol gel? These products contain certain chemicals, such as triclosan. Animal studies have shown that triclosan changed the way some hormones work in the body. Alcohol would completely dry out our hands, and drying agents which strip the skin of our natural oils. Introducing Handmade Germs Removal, a cold processed soap, made with natural ingredients, including olive oil, coconut oil, palm oil, almond oil, castor oil. A good way to cleanse and moisturize our hands. Most importantly, made without the use of harmful chemicals and additives, sustainably produced. Also, put it beside the basin, it is a good reminder.
Man, that is so weird. I mean, it's not an outright scam, because I believe that if they got the money, they would actually send you a little crappy piece of soap. But,
yeah.
I mean, even if you wanted to use the soap, you would just rub the nubs of the coronavirus molecule off the first time, right?
Yeah.
It would then just be a ball of soap, which is... I would argue the worst possible shape you could have for soap, right? Just a slick orb rolling around. Whatever.
I mean, some guy trying to make something out of nothing. I'm looking at the process for the cold process soap. And it's just like,
could this be your new thing? Maybe
that could be my new thing, bro.
If you're looking for a thing, I don't know that soap making is totally crazy. You know, you get some, you get a couple of goats, right? You get a couple of goats, and then you basically from there, it's like making beer. You get your malt, your barley. You get like a little persimmon.
You're gonna need some hops in there.
Oh boy, beer soap. Hey guys, you want some damn whatever
made by veterans? Beer soap made by veterans.
That could work. That could work. Oh, you know what? I actually had an idea for a product. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, except for I remembered an idea for a product. I don't know. You know how Adam Carolla has Mangria?
Uh-huh.
And it just takes something that already exists and just said man and then makes it worse, actually, for no reason? I think you could do something with... Tell me if this exists already. I wonder if it does. Man spread. And it's like a...
Holy shit.
It's like something
I love it.
You put on bread. It's like maybe it's like cheesy or I don't know. Did you grow up with the kind of grandpappy or anybody like that who would have the sandwich spread that would just go to the store and buy that jar of sandwich spread, which
Or like a pimento I'm already working. Pimento cheese with jalapeno, that's a man spread.
Yes. And you can have different flavors, of course, as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Eventually, man spread branches out, and you got man spread mayonnaise, you know, and you got to make it different. So I don't know what you would put in there.
This is a hot idea.
This is kind of a cool idea. I think one time I had an idea, which is kind of similar, which was you did a line of sauces that was branded with the different... You did a line of sauces that was branded with the different branches of the armed forces. So you just do like, you do, of course, in the Navy, you would do like cocktail sauce, but then you would do like Army barbecue. Yeah. You would do, maybe Coast Guard is cocktail sauce and Navy could be mustard. But I think that would fucking sell. Marines ketchup.
Yeah. Army green. Something. Hatch chili.
Green hatch chili salsa. Yeah, man. Fucking $5.99 on these
man
fucking
spreads.
Things?
Yeah. $6.99,
yeah. $7 in Hawaii. Yeah, so man spread. That's the idea that I just had, and I think it's probably better than anything we've ever seen on here before. So don't steal it. Mike, my next one. My first one. Oh my god, am I on my first one? Holy moly. First one, Mike. Let's talk about F is for flush. Why not?
F is for flush.
F is for flush. The world's number one worst coffee table book, okay? Says, if you don't like my project, I'll literally pay you $20. And then in parentheses, and this is why I always tell people, don't forget to read the parentheses, because in the parentheses here, he says, okay, that's a lie. So right there, you've gone back on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Check the fine print on these things.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you were getting all worked up about that $20, but...
Yeah, and this guy's having a little bit of fun here. He seems to know what he's doing. He says, my ex-girlfriend said I'd never amount to anything, and she was right, mostly. And that's in parentheses again, so now I'm just telling you. Watch this guy. He's got several speeds he's going to hit you with. He says, this book is totally pointless, but I think you'll like it. And then it says... Good Housekeeping, Time, USA Today, SNL, Long John Silver's, MasterCard, Arby's.
Read the fine print on this underneath press.
Oh, it says press.
Read the fine print.
Never ever featured in. Oh, for crying
out
loud.
Got you again, this fucking guy.
Oh.
Bafan Ghoul. So, I got this idea 9 months ago while sitting on the toilet, he says. He's got a funny little video where he's naked and it's blurred out. And that's his... He loves doing this.
The blurring is too big. There's too much blurring. You know? Shrink the blur. I need a little bit more skin if you're gonna blur. I'm trying
to come here.
I'm trying to bust a nut. And it says the concept is the book has 650 words with one of a kind definitions. Each one came from my sick, twisted mind. Is he okay? He says he's sick. That's weird. There are 25 words for each letter of the alphabet, okay, 25 times 16, was that like 90%? 14 of the Z's just happened to be zebra. It's sort of like Urban Dictionary meets Grandma's House. Now, what does that mean?
Grandma's House. Wasn't that a film with old
yeah,
Seth Rogen?
No.
What was that?
Seth Green.
Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy. So I'm not really sure what, I don't know what that means. So the it says the first page. Here we go. First page. This is what we need. In case you're coming off a three-day bender and can't picture what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay. Because here's the first page. Adult. When you use a $10 gift card to buy an oven mitt from Kohl's. Okay. And that's it. Okay. B, boobs. Oh, they're real, buddy. C, sell. Do not mess with the mitochondria. D, this one is bolded. I don't know if that means there'll be an illustration or not. It says, Destiny, how I came to spend the last 6 hours at Golden Corral.
What's that?
Tattoo. T for tattoo. Of course that's Guy Fieri's face. Virgin, the best 27 years of my life. Union, the only reason I get Earth Day off. Zillow, 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a lifetime of crippling debt, he says. And some of his dog is blurred out in this one.
This dog's got a big heart on.
What's up with that? What's up with that? And he says, okay.
No, but for in all seriousness, while watching the video, there is a part where it looks like he is fucking the dog.
Is that
true? If you watch the video, yeah, he's on top of the dog.
Okay.
And it's blurred out. And I don't think that was intentional, so it is kind of
okay. I think I'm going to watch this hilarious. Just for educational reasons.
This book says I need to get your attention in the first 5 seconds. This should do it. I wanted to hire a fancy production company, but Steven Spielberg was busy and James Cameron wouldn't return my calls. So instead,
he was too busy making the Pepsi commercial.
How long is this going to take?
Isn't she great?
Oh wow, it does look like he's fucking the dog.
Dentist for Flush is a super stupid concept.
Big Saint Bernard.
It looks like he's fucking the dog.
On your call, it also looks like the dog's not into it.
Probably in your trash can.
The dog is trying to get away.
Everyday words like boobs and wrote witty definitions for them. Think that sounds like a bad idea? That's what you said about cutting your hair at home, and everything turned out fine.
Like all, looks like they got a wall trimmer. That's a great brand.
Illustrations, but I'm not drawing them. You are. That's right, you. Which word is yours? Well, that depends on when you back. The first person to back this book gets their pick of any of the 650 words. Second person gets second pick, and so on from there. So the earlier you back, the better. Bottom line, back this project right now. You'll have the best choice of words, the lowest possible price, and remember, Kickstarter doesn't charge your card until after this campaign.
What is going on with this guy? Why does this have so much money? It has $9,400 of $1,000.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. So it has two collaborators, Gordon Bombay, whoever the fuck that is.
Okay.
And then Kick Booster. So this is one of those.
But what one of those am I
injected
missing?
Campaigns here.
This guy's just like writing jokes, which is fine. But I don't. What the hell's going on? He's asking people to do the work for him?
Yeah, he's writing these definitions, and then the idea is that he sends the ideas out to the backers. If you back it, you can draw one of the things in the book. You don't have to draw it, but if you're an illustrator or something, or if you just want to draw, you can draw one of the definitions out in this guy's book, and that's the idea. You can also pass and just purchase the book, which is great for people who can't draw or but still have a sense of humor.
What?
Or whatever.
What the fuck is going on with this one? I'm looking at the pledges. I don't know that it adds up to 9,000. Okay, $55 times 8. Okay, quick back of the envelope math there.
90%.
90%. And so 8 times 5, so that's like 500, let's say. This one is like another 400, so we're at 900. This one, there's zero there. Then there's 62 at $20. What is 62 times 19? I mean, 62
just
times...
Just quickly, 600. Yeah, off the top of my head.
That's like 1,200 something.
1,178.
So he's put... But okay, so the pledges only add up to like... The pledges only add up to about 2,000. But he's at 9,400. That seems a little bit weird.
Something's up. Something stinks.
I mean, I'm not saying the idea is bad. But how did some guy, does he have like a following? Who is this guy?
Grant Stimmel. Let me look at who it is.
It's gone. Oh, okay. Look, it started. Okay. Hang on now.
Grant Stimmel, managing editor, product hype.
Okay.
So what is product hype?
Okay. There's, all right.
Yeah. Showcasing the best new products. So this is one of those pages that has like these new crazy inventions and stuff like that. So this guy just put it on his site.
Like dads and grads kind of thing.
Crowdfunding with Grant Stimmel and product hype. This is a Reddit post. The crowdfunding subreddit.
Wait a minute now. Look at this. I'm looking at KickTrack for how much money this thing has gotten. On day one of the campaign, it got $7,474. And has since then gotten, let's see, 900, 6, 900, 800, 200, 54, and 72. So somebody started this out with a lot of money, because on the first day it only got 58 backers, and those 58 backers put up a total of $7,500. So what is that right now? So about $129 a piece, nothing on the page, adds up to that much. So there's something going on here that's very strange, but I think it has kept this guy afloat, whatever it is that's happening. And kudos to him for fucking his dog or whatever it was that he was trying to do. Man, this is weird. There's a whole section out there I just don't understand.
Our main driver of sales is definitely our weekly newsletter called The Hype Squad. Most crowdfunding newsletters include one sentence about the product and a single image with a link to the campaign. Why? Well, I'm not going to talk shit about our competitors. Okay, yes, I will. Because they're lazy, they shove as many campaigns as possible into every email and do about 3 minutes of prep for each campaign they feature. Sounds like our newsletter, which is
let me just say,
this guy's talking shit.
Wait a minute. I mean, 3 minutes times six, that, you know.
You're getting into 90% territory. He says, I don't care what you're selling. If you don't write it in an entertaining way, nobody's going to click. So he had like a... Yeah.
So this guy runs a website pushing other crowdfunding campaigns.
Uh-huh. And he just happened to have one, and it just happened to...
Happened to weirdly kind of start out with a bunch of money, yeah. Huh. Well, get in the game, brother. Rock on. A lot of money there. $9,400 of 1,093 backers. 31 days to go. F is for flush. Can't really figure this one out. And I guess I'm not going to get that $20 because I don't like the project. So I guess that was a big lie. Big joke on me. Thanks. So.
JF, would you just fucking vote? Would it kill you to just fucking vote?
Yeah.
Just get out there and vote.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Just fucking vote the hard enamel pen.
Yeah,
a hard enamel pen with a very specific message. Just fucking vote. Now, JF, you know we lost one of our greatest. I don't know what she did. We lost one of our greatest Supreme Court judges, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, passed away at age 87. Died in a shootout with police.
Aww.
And we will never forget her.
Yeah.
They said she had a broken taillight. Thing. We're back again with another Kickstarter campaign, a simple one. Just to remind everyone to just fucking vote.
Okay.
These guys love
Oh my god, I'm watching a commercial for a new type of cat litter, and the cats are like living in the they're like, wow, they did a great job on this. This looks like Avatar to me. They put cats' heads on people's bodies. They made them bipedal, and they're like they're in the Old West. There's the cat on the piano.
That's so funny, dude. Dude, it's so funny when animals do like human stuff. It's so funny.
I think you would have found this one funny. I think you actually would have found this one funny. And they were getting into a fight, and then the little cat at the piano stops playing, and his glasses fall off. One of the cat's cigarillos falls out of his mouth into his whiskey.
I like that look of a small. I was watching a movie or something the other day. I saw a guy with a small cigar.
Yeah.
In his mouth. I was like, that's a nice.
Can't really tell if they're smoking it or style. Chewing on it.
Chewing it. Is it a stick? No idea. What is it? It might be a piece of cinnamon.
Yeah.
That he got from the kitchen.
Which is actually kind of a, no that's idea. A good thing for your health to do. Chewing on cinnamon.
This is made by Pin Lads. These guys love making pins. They you might know them from their past campaigns where they made a pin of the surprise Pikachu meme thing, and then they made a Pokemon Generation 1 inspired enamel pins, and then they also made Bowsette, the hard enamel pin set of Bowsette. You remember Bowsette?
Boy, that is really threading the needle on making a pin. Bowsette is just that's like the Lady Bowser? Is that in like so one it's like, game?
Well, it wasn't in a game. It was like a fan-made thing that they, it was like a meme out of nowhere. And it was like a Peach, the princess or whatever, and she has like Bowser horns and that's it. That's the fucking, the whole pin.
Oh.
And that's the whole
Oh, I'm thinking
idea.
Of one of Bowser. Bowser has several female children though.
He's got a harem. Oh, he's not fucking his kids.
No, Bowser wouldn't do that.
Bowser wouldn't fuck his kids. Bowser wouldn't fuck his kids.
That's okay. Well, I will say that for people who don't know, which is I guess everyone, at any given point, Kickstarter is like 90%. So like roughly 4 out of 5 projects are hard enamel pins. They're the entire site, and we don't ever talk about them really because who fucking cares? I mean, it's something they'll set it up. They'll be like, I need $1,200 to make this pin of Doctor Who, and they get it because people think that'll be cool. I can put it on my bag, and I'm not even gonna argue with them. Maybe it is cool to put a pin of Doctor Who on your bag. I don't know.
Somebody come up to you in the quad.
Yes,
they say. Doctor Who, then you do the Doctor Who nod back to them.
They come up and they separate their middle finger and ring finger in this in this fashion, and they say, "Hail and well met, fellow traveler." You know, and then you gotta fuck them.
Just describing what I do. That's what I do. Ah, I see you are a fellow otaku. I have my hand. I'm doing this salute.
We're just writing Big Bang Theory. Is all that is.
Yeah.
But I might even back a hard enamel pin project that I saw on here this week. It's something for my kid. They're making something that my kid likes on here on hard enamel pins.
What is it? What do you got?
She's 8, so it's a Trump thing. It'll just be Trump. It says, we love Trump. No,
she's 8, so she doesn't know yet. She loves Trump.
Some little cartoon she likes has a little hard enamel pin, but I thought her birthday's coming up, and I was like, this will be cool. I'll get it for her birthday. And then I realized, oh yeah, Kickstarter's not a store. It doesn't exist yet. Even though I think hard enamel pins are right up there with CDs in terms of what is going to be the easiest thing for these people to pull off. Because if you're not making an album, if you support somebody who wants to make an album and they don't make the album, it's kind of like, it's all on them. They can't do the pandemic thing, I don't think.
Yeah.
I sent all these
songs over to China to get them, put them on CD, and I'm waiting for them to come back.
Right. Just fucking sit down and do the songs, you know? But like hard enamel pins, I think they must be really easy to make. But I don't think there's any reason why you can't pull off.
I looked it up. It's kind of hard. You got to like draw stuff.
Okay.
Hard.
You can do that. You can draw. You could make hard enamel pins. You could draw stuff, Mike. I think you could really do it. But this one, maybe I'll just get her this one instead. This one's 17 days to go, so maybe I'll just get her this one. It says, just fucking vote. That's kind of a cool message right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Got a problem in your life? Vote. Yeah, you're, you know, completely destitute with zero hope of ever reaching financial freedom. Better be out there November 3rd or whatever it is.
Whatever day it is, yeah. Just go vote. Nobody or whatever. Knows. I'm, you know, telling the Flint people that don't have water still.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you wanted clean water? Did you vote?
Hey, Puerto Rico, did you think about voting before you got the big hurricane? Or
no? Was that just not on your list? Yeah.
Yeah.
What a bunch of jokers out there. Are you
bunch of dopes?
Are you voting? Have you signed up for your mail-in ballot, Mike?
I'm not voting because I don't give a shit about anything anymore. So I just stopped looking into it.
Okay.
I mean, I probably should, but I moved and then I got to like change my, I just don't feel like it, you know? It doesn't,
Uh-huh.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, I think it's everything happening now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, being in Tennessee, I think is probably, I guess we'll feel really dumb if Trump wins by 2 votes in Tennessee.
Yeah, we will have egg on our face.
Yeah.
At that point. Yeah. But I think I voted last year and it was like a blowout. And it was like, why even do anything?
4 years ago, you mean?
Last time. Whatever it was.
I mean, you can also vote in the congressional elections you could have voted 2 years ago.
Who has the time?
Right.
For all this voting.
You're right, yeah. If they want me to vote all this time, I hope somebody's going to cover my shifts, you know?
Yep.
You're going
to
come down
and
here?
Your employer probably will if you ask them to.
Yeah.
You could possibly take a sick day. You probably max out on vacation days at this point, but if you take a sick day, they'll probably say, yeah.
But again, if you don't do it, it is your fault.
Well, if you're going to miss a shift, you better find somebody to cover for you. That's all I'm going to say.
And of course, they won't be voting, of course, but so, people are really horny for voting. And I think that's pretty obvious because if you have to wrestle with the idea that voting actually doesn't help most of the stuff that we have a problem with, then you're stuck confronting the idea that actually we don't have any power in the world as people walking around. We have very, very little power. We can only control ourselves. And that's actually kind of frightening to think that you can't control anything but yourself. And oftentimes it takes all your energy just to control yourself, you know? And that might actually get you a little bit bummed out if you had to think about that for more than a few seconds at a time, you know?
I've been reading this book, man, People's History of the United States.
And that's going to be on the. That's about to be a banned book, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
this guy Trump
probably is with this guy.
But it's very funny. I'm in the beginning of the book, and it's going over colonial America and stuff, and class issues and stuff like that. And it's very funny how similar these issues are to things that were happening in the 1700s. It's just fucking. It's the same shit, but it's like. Nobody remembers it, or, I mean, it's just... It's
I think a lot of those guys are dead.
All this shit. Yeah, can't tell anybody about it.
I mean, so really, essentially, the smartest guy in the world is the guy who said, same shit, different day. That's the one guy who's been right about everything.
Man, it'd be cool what's the guy, Thomas Jefferson, if he was on, like, if he was alive today, he was on, like, Rogan or something. That'd be cool.
That would be, that would be very cool. Anyways, you guys should definitely vote. I don't want to, if we're going to get on AV Club, I don't want it to be for saying that people shouldn't vote. Definitely go vote, wear your voting pin, wear the sticker.
If you want to, if not, then don't, I guess.
If you're busy, I guess don't worry about it. All right. Well, how much did the pin, are they going to make the pin 151 of 300? See, $300 gold. That's what they all are. They're all like $300.
Mm-hmm. Very cheap. Very cheap. So and I guess $10, you get one pin.
Yeah.
So
what is it? So my guess is it costs like $300 to set up whatever you have to set up to press a pin. And then they're like, well, from here on out, everything is. I'm in the black after this, you know, that must be the math they do on this. Anyway, that sounds fun. You could put it on your little messenger bag if you wanted to. Mike, I'm going to do the next one. I have an old episode open. I had a episode 155 opened up still, and I clicked out of the other one. So,
you ignorant bastard.
Unless you want me to go back and do Canadamon all over again, which we already know all about, I'll open up the correct one, and I'll tell you about Emmy's Place. Emmy's Place.
Emmy's Place.
Yes.
Connecting the world through shared moments. I love that.
This sounds like taking a trip down to your local watering hole. I know for a lot of you thirsty guys and gals out there thinking, I might just go down to Emmy's Place. You want to eat dinner, hun? No, I'm going down to Emmy's Place. tonight, I'm going to open up a tab at Emmy's place, and I'll
get
be
absolutely fucking blackout drunk. I'm going to get my dick out at the bar.
But it's not that kind of place, Mike. It's not that kind of place. This is Emmy's place. Learn, grow, relate. Emmy's place.
You about a new opportunity called Emmy's Place, and I think that once you hear about it, you will wonder where it has been all your life. Emmy's Place is a place where you can go both to share moments that you've created and to join in moments that have already been created. Let's say, for example, that you want to go to Japan, but you just never had the opportunity. You could log on to Emmy's Place, search travel moments in Japan, and request a book. Once the person who created the moment accepts your booking request, you are free to video chat and text message right through the app. It's so fun! Also, maybe you're not looking to travel. Maybe you would like to experience a cultural moment, a religious moment, maybe Hanukkah. I myself have never experienced Hanukkah and would love to do that. So I, for sure, will be hopping onto Emmy's Place and requesting to book a Hanukkah with a family. I cannot wait. Or maybe you'd like a little Campbell family craziness right on Christmas Eve. I mean, sing along. Here we come. Woohoo! Whatever it is, the moments are happening at Emmy's Place, but they need you. Thank you for supporting this project, and we will see it Emmy's Place.
All right, now this lady seems like probably the most pleasant woman on earth.
So nice. What a sweetheart, huh?
She seems
so sweet.
Let's
rip apart her fucking stupid ass idea and just totally destroy her.
So do you understand what it is that she's saying people should do?
Yeah, she's saying something like, having grown up in a Christian home, I always loved Christmas Eve by candlelight at church with family and friends. But I really wanted to experience what a Hanukkah celebration was like. That's when I realized I didn't know anyone who I could ask to join in the celebration.
Yeah.
Sure, I could watch great videos and read interesting books, but I wanted to share that moment with someone personally. That's when I thought about how amazing it would be if there were an application where people could go both to join and to create moments with others who might never have the opportunity to experience them otherwise.
You think she's saying something like that, Mike? I think that's exactly what she's saying. You hit the nail on the head, brother.
She wants to experience other cultures, which
and
is
that's,
fine.
That's a fine idea.
Which is fine.
You know, you can do that. I think that's cool. But what does that actually break down to in the form of a product? And in this case, it is video chatting with strangers, right? So
yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Right now, I would say the scourge of essentially everyone who is lucky enough to have just this problem to worry about is going on video chat all day long. People fucking hate it. People are losing their minds going on video chat. There are some things floating around out there that are like, they're actually there are memes and posts and stuff that I can't understand. But they're like, this is the way my child feels when he's logging on for hour six of online school, and it's like the screenshot of Brooks carving Brooks was here into the ceiling joist.
Yeah.
In Shawshank Redemption or whatever. Like, they're so far, these things are so fucking far over the swing set about how much they hate going on the computer and looking at the video chat camera and not being able to leave the house, that it is very funny that this idea is, what if you could do more video chat? Except for this time, instead of people you do know, it's people you don't know, and they're just like sitting up their little iPad at the kids' table so you can watch them eat like matzo ball soup or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know what this is. I'm not sure. Would you want to sit down at a Hanukkah meal? Would you want to go to
I would fucking love that, bro. To be honest, I kind of feel for this lady because I love other cultures and stuff. I think it's cool. They have their little traditions and stuff, these Jewish guys, you know?
Sure.
Their little, they wear the big furry hat, you know?
I don't know if it's big or furry. Maybe you could use this if you're thinking big.
And they do like the spiral
Okay, Orthodox Jews, yeah, I do have that. Cute. Yeah. I like the other cultures as well. We've talked before, I think, on the show how we both feel like we do not have any culture. We do not have any tradition.
What's your least favorite culture?
Okay. Landlords. We don't have any of this stuff. We don't have the big. I would love to have a big family and do the big dinner at the table. The table's so damn long, you don't even know who's at the end of the table. Is that Janice? Is that you down there, Janice? Are you here past the gravy? You know, I'd love to have that.
You got so fat. You got so fat, and your loser boyfriend is here who has like a DUI.
God damn it, Mike. We're going to get emails from people who have DUIs now.
It would be nice to have a big fucking rollicking family get together, huh? I just watched the Godfather films 1 through 3. And that's a movie all about family, JF.
Yeah,
at
I mean,
the core.
Fast and Furious as well. All about family.
And be great to be like a different kind of person, huh? All my family's fucking either dead or they hate each other, so we'll never get together ever again.
Yep.
But that is a nice that is a nice thing when families do that.
It is kind of nice. Yeah, that is kind of cool. Now, putting it into practice, me beaming myself into a quiet Japanese family's traditional dinner one Friday night, and I'm just like, I'm sitting
there.
Don't
mind me. I'm just here to examine your strange culture.
All my family is upstairs watching a movie, and I'm sitting down here in my computer room with bathing in the white light of my monitor as I stare into their living room. What are you guys doing?
Oh, my God. You don't wear shoes in the house. That's amazing. Where are all the chairs? You guys just sit right on the... That's cool. Am I muted?
very odd to imagine this making any sense in our world. You know, in a perfect world, Emmy's Place might make a little more sense. For $25, you could get a postcard from Emmy and Deb, the two people I don't know. You could also get a $50 family sing-along moment. See what a family sing-along moment could look like on Emmy's Place. So for $50, you send them $50, and then you get on the horn with them and you sing a song, which is probably one of the saddest things I've ever read as far as being a commerce possibility goes. And for $100, you can see what a moment of international travel could look like. You could choose from Australia, Japan, or the United States of America. Which I already live in and hate. So I don't know if I need any more insight into that, but you could do that. And for only $100, which I think actually is more expensive than airfare to anywhere you want right now. So,
yeah,
I don't know,
man. I would love to travel, huh? Wouldn't that be nice?
I've got a fucking itch to go to Vegas, dude.
Vegas?
I'm getting the Vegas itch again. Yeah. I need to be there surrounded by all of the dirtiest people on Earth.
The Earth's saddest.
Yeah.
Earth has assembled the saddest people in one location. It's Las Vegas, Nevada.
And when you go, you're the poorest one there also. That's the other fun part. What the fuck? It's so good. It's so good to walk around Vegas and be like, damn, I can spend like $300 and like not even feel that bad about it, and then realize you can't do anything.
I was thinking recently about when we went to that casino in Denver.
Yes.
And how I lost like $350 in the first 5 minutes, and I had to sit there and watch you play poker or whatever for the rest of the time. Just holding my purse or whatever.
What did you like do that made it go away? That I can't remember what you did, but it was gone.
Put it
so
all on black,
fat.
Baby.
Okay.
I don't know what I did. I think I was playing roulette, and I think I was at either a $10 table or a $20 table without realizing it or something.
Genius.
Once they exchanged it into chips, you were just like, "Wee!" You had no idea what was on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. Casino's not my thing. I've been itching about going back to Washington up there.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Get out of here.
Yeah, bad time to go to the West Coast, but yeah, I know what you mean. It'd be nice to, and I don't actually know. I don't actually know what people say about travel. I mean, obviously getting on the plane is a nightmare.
One of my favorite parts, getting on a plane, getting around a lot of other people and
right,
breathing their air and stuff and seeing them. Great, great time.
And you can drive. We're not in a place where you, there's no place that you actually even want to drive to. Even if you could do it safely, there's no place you want to drive to from
Everything's
here.
Pretty far away around here, bro.
I mean, Atlanta was what, 4 hours?
Yeah. Louisville, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad. You know, go over to Virginia. We could now go into the Great Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
That could be nice. Going to the Great Smokies, get a cabin up there and look at each other for a while.
Sit in the same room and two separate chairs and just look at each other.
I mean, that's, you're
couple
joking.
Folding chairs. And
if you put me in a fucking rocking chair, put me on a rocking chair on the porch.
On the porch? Bro.
I mean, please. Breeze coming through. There's some wind chimes on the porch.
Oh, dude.
I'm asleep within 5 seconds.
Yes. We need to do that. Anyways, Emmy's Place, $128 pledge of $15,800. A lot of money for a Zoom clone you can't do any work on and we'll have to pay for, presumably. That is Emmy's Place. I don't get it. Mike, what is your last one?
You seen this back here?
Yeah, watch I see. Yeah. Get it, girl.
Oh! Just hit her in the fucking head with it accidentally. We got these new treats.
Yeah.
What are they? They're called Wilderness Cat Treats. Blue Wilderness Cat Treats.
Oh.
Tasty chicken flavor. It tastes like shit to me. I would not recommend.
You're not into it.
But the cat, as you can see.
Yeah.
Straight fool for it. She caught it in her hands. Straight fool.
She did. She caught it like fucking Gary Sheffield
Joe Montaigne. Oh, yeah. That's my second one I was going to say. JF, I got something called Bible Tees, funny scripture verse T-shirts with the wrong graphics, slightly sacrilegious T-shirts with the hilarious graphics and funny Bible verses designed to make you laugh or mad.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that part. It's designed to make you mad?
I guess so. So the idea of this thing is that he has this Bible verse that he picked out, and then he has a little illustration, right? So it says, do not mistreat an alien, which is like Ezekiel something or other. I'm a little foggy on my verses today.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what exact verse it's from, but... it says, do not mistreat an alien. It has a little picture of an alien on it, an actual gray alien, and not the, you know, other one that you're thinking of.
Yeah, Exodus 22:21, New International Version has it reading, do not mistreat or oppress a foreigner, for you were foreigners in Egypt. So, I don't know, changing the language and leaving some stuff out, I mean, I guess that's part of it. I guess I am mad about that, actually.
That's the entire Bible. That's the entire history of the Bible, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I will take this part out. I don't really like this part. Man shall not live on bread alone. Matthew, 4-something. And then it says, it's got a picture of some bacon there. Love that. Huh?
Okay.
Have mercy, O God, for men hotly pursue me. This is a shirt for your wife or something.
Okay, and it's written in sort of the classic woman font that you would see on Pinterest or whatever. So they got that right, I guess. Okay, yeah, I don't know if that was talking about horniness, but that is very funny either way.
He drives like a madman, and it has a picture of a car. 2 Kings 9:20, and the verses. And the watchman told, saying, he came unto even them, and cometh not again. And the driving is like... the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi. Now, when was it? I mean, I don't remember those guys.
Well, Jehu just turned 16, got a cherry red Mustang, like a bat out of hell. What's Jehu going to do with 350 horses?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I am mad about it. $15 for a shirt, which is dirt cheap. Not making any money off of that. Don't know how you can possibly afford to put
the ones I don't really like are the political ones. He kind of dips into the politics here. He says the heart of the wise leans to the right, the heart of the fool leans to the left. In the
okay,
red and blue, and it's got the little elephant and the donkey guy. And then get out of here, Baldy, and it's a picture of Bernard Sanders.
Oh, okay. So this is weird. This is a Christian guy with some conservative politics. Okay, that's interesting.
You talk like a foolish woman, Job 2:10. And guess who's there? Guess who's there? It's not that old Carol Baskins.
That's who I was going to say.
That's who you probably think it was.
That's what I was going to say.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
Hot sauce.
Well, now hang on. Job 16:3. Will your long-winded speeches ever end? And it's got a picture of Trump on there. So that's not... So who's that for?
He's playing both sides of the aisle here.
I don't like that at all. Pick a side, dude. Pick a side, dude. The Biden one, it says, nothing you are saying is happening. You are just making it up in your head. And all of the words are going inside of his brain. That's good. That's good. Wow.
Locking that one up. Nehemiah 6:8. God. Fucking words. Wordy, this Bible.
Yeah.
Can we get a fucking guy in here to kind of condense some of this stuff?
An editor would be so great on the Bible, yeah.
Because it's like, I did, you know, for he and...
Clean this up. Clean this up a little bit. Clean this up. Marking it in Google Docs.
Sending it back to the Lord.
Well, I'm really mad. I'm surprised that this is not huge, actually, now that I'm like seeing this, especially the one that says money is the answer to everything, which I don't know if that was one of the, I don't know if that was one of the things that the Bible was all about. It says
it's kind of, yeah,
money answereth everything. I don't know if that's
kind of a sly wink.
I guess that's really cute.
I love the understood, the fact that it is understood that the Bible is actually just bullshit and religion itself is just trash, and everybody who's in it is using it for monetary gain and it's very understood, and that's like all the, you know, the Creflo Dollar and all these fucking guys, all the guys with their big jet planes and stuff, and it's like,
Benny Hinn,
yeah, it's understood. It's like, yeah, we know, wink, wink, but it's still the fucking pretense of
what are you gonna do about
religion?
It? What are you
like
do
Trump
about it?
with all the evangelical guys and stuff? It's like none of this stuff is real. You guys are just faking it.
These hogs are eating it up. They love it, but
they love it.
This true. I mean, I guess the only reason that this is not a huge success is because it is a T-shirt idea on Kickstarter, which is just not where you go to get a T-shirt idea off. But if this were like a store, if this were on fucking anywhere that has an audience, I think this would absolutely be huge. This is, people love this shit. People love combining their banal bullshit and their politics and their religion. I mean, that's like catnip for a certain type of people.
Yeah, people love having a funny T-shirt, man. That's, you ever meet like a funny T-shirt guy? There's like a funny phrase on his T-shirt. Worst.
They are
printed. JF, I will give this guy dabs. He's printing on Bella and Canvas short sleeves. Great shirt.
And he's
great
selling
quality
them
for
$15.
$15.
How is he
get a great deal on blanks? Where is he fucking buying?
How's he fulfilling these? I don't know how you could possibly do it for that cheap. $15, you get one. I mean, he's selling that at a lot. And I'm pissed more about the economics of this than I am.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. You trying to pay your mortgage off of that? You're going to make $2 off a shirt? What's wrong with you? All right, whatever.
Yeah.
Better him than me. That's very good. $953 of $5,100. 20 backers, 25 days to go. Could be a $1 million project, I think. I really believe that. It's just that fucking stupid. Mike, the last one I want to do is called the Flip iPhone Case. The Flip iPhone Case. You can make a Flip iPhone by using this smartphone case. And also, a large majority of the campaign and the images are written in Japanese. I believe it is known as kanji, Mike. The character alphabet.
That's right.
Of the nation of Japan. Let's see what it says here. So you got the Flip iPhone. I'm going to watch the video. It's going to tell us a little bit more. Guy's got a lot of text message notifications. And he does appear to be pulling up. Oh my God. How do you read Japanese on a Kindle? I didn't even think about that until now. Holy cow. Does it look like that?
Yeah, it's all, It's all up and down.
It would be tough for me to
left
do.
Left to right. Right.
I don't think I could do that. I have a hard time reading manga. I always get confused. But it doesn't matter. It's all on the same page. It's roughly in the... I mean, you don't...
You can get it. Piece it together.
I get that. I'm just looking at the pictures. Oh, look at his keyboard. That's cool. I guess I'm just more... Now, this would be where Emmy's place comes in.
Yeah, you want to go hang out with this guy.
I just want to watch a Japanese guy type on his phone for a little bit. I'm just kind of watching it. And he's watching cat videos, and I'm like, oh, cool. That's neat. So is this two iPhones, or is this one iPhone in a case? The hinges look like they're metal. I mean, this thing has to weigh like 10 pounds.
That's what's so good about this one, JF. This is an iPhone case for two iPhones.
Oh, no. It really is. He's got two, because he's transferring by AirDrop. So he's sending something from one iPhone to the other iPhone, and then but how does it work? He pulls up weather on one phone and can pull up maps on the other phone. Well, that's just having two phones. That's not...
Yeah, that's the entire premise of this Kickstarter campaign, is that you have to have two phones in order to put the two phones in this two-phone iPhone case. And the idea is that you would AirDrop stuff from one iPhone to the other, or you can do something on one iPhone while doing something on the other.
That is staggering.
So he was reading a Kindle book on the left iPhone, and on the right iPhone he's like watching a movie or something.
Okay.
Completely. I mean, I guess, you know, if you have two of the same model of phone. I mean, not even I guess. This, fuck you. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm not defending this guy anymore.
No. It says, normally iPhone can't play a movie while playing music, but that becomes possible. And I would say that there's a pretty good reason for why your iPhone does not seem willing to play a movie and
two
music.
Audio sources at the same time.
Yeah. It almost might get a little confusing for the user as to what they were doing that for. But I can see wanting to use two applications simultaneously. I just wonder if we're really doing things simultaneously when it's not the same phone. I mean, that's like saying I could have two computers. I just invented this new invention. It's called having two computers at the same time.
Yeah.
I guess.
Why wouldn't you just do something on your phone while looking at your laptop or something? The subset of people this is for is just non-existent.
It might make more sense in Japan than it does here. Although, maybe. Of course, I mean, where are the fucking double screen folding phones selling? I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they were selling like hotcakes here for $2,000. These things are selling. Have you seen one? Are you up to date on any of these fucking things that they're turning out?
I haven't seen. I knew that a bunch of them have come out now, but I just haven't seen any of them in the wild or anything.
The only one I can remember seeing, I think, is maybe the first one that they did where it came out.
Got all fucked up.
Everyone tried to take the screen covering off immediately because it looked so cheap that it must be packaging. And then they were like, well, you ruined the phone, so don't do that anymore. And then they waited 2 years, and now they're, you know, now we've got this, which is great. They've got the Razer phone that flips out. They've got all this other crap. And I just, I don't know if I can get behind it. I don't have the need of it. But in the case of this phone, it does look like this is completely new territory, because it looks like this might actually be the first way for you to break both screens of both of your iPhones at the exact same time. Because the way that the hinge closes is like a fucking door hinge. So it'll just go.
I mean, it is. It's a hardware hinge on a wooden phone case.
Right.
Two wooden phone cases together. The most harebrained fucking idea I've ever seen in my life. It's got a... This is stupid.
There's no resistance on closing the phones. You will close the phones, and the phones will, I assume, stay on, and then they will smash into each other and break the screen. But then you can have two broken screens at the same time, which is kind of...
Yeah, but you can before you break it, you can record a movie and take pictures at the same time. So think of the possibilities.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How much does this thing cost, excluding the fact that you would have to have two phones do it? It costs you over $100 to do this. And that is, okay. I'll not be doing this. This seems crazy to me. He also did something that I don't think you actually have to do on Kickstarter, which is he showed his prototypes that he he gave up on before he landed on this one, and explained how they kept breaking, which I would say just leave that to the imagination.
Yeah.
You don't even need
or
to
maybe,
say.
You know, take that as a hint of things right. to come, possibly, and don't pursue sure. this idea any further.
Well, so far he's pursued it to the tune of $1 pledge of $14,480. So he's a ways off still, I think, from making this one happen. That brings us to the end of the six-pack, Mike. It's time to read an email from the fans.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
Okay, folks, don't forget, you gotta send us your emails with questions we can answer. You gotta send us some voicemails that are not 3 minutes long and you sound like you're losing your damn mind over there. Okay, that's what we need from you. That's all we ask, in addition to your money and undying support. If someone gets mad at us online, you take care of business for us. All that other good stuff. We need that to live. Mike, oh, I forgot to say, one thing I wanted to say when we were talking about traveling is we've been getting the emails about the Mayberry Man film.
Oh, yeah.
That we were supposed to be extras in, and of course have, I think, sort of, you know, intelligently declined to go participate in because they are filming right now. This is the Kickstarter we backed for the fan-made film about Andy Griffith and the town where they shot the show or whatever garbage it is. And we had decided that we didn't want to do it because, you know, we don't want to get sickies.
Yeah, don't want to get sick. Can't take days off.
Yeah.
Because of sick. But we have no sick days, is why.
They keep emailing saying, hey, don't forget, this is your last day to come in. Don't wear shorts with logos, blah, blah, blah. As Gomer said to Otis, this is going to be fun. And then I'm getting another follow-up email. They're not doing BCC on these emails. They're just sending emails to all of the extras with their emails exposed. God. And I also got a very fun reply all from Tiff. Tiff says, so it's a 7 a.m. call time again? I thought it was changed to 9 a.m. Tiff, you need to learn not to do reply all, and it's not even BCC. It's all there on the chain, so you know what's happening.
So stupid. You're so stupid.
These are the kind of people we would be dealing with if we were, and the people, kind of people who would be breathing in our mouths if we were up there.
Well, I mean, honestly, they sent production photos on the email, and none of the people in production are wearing masks. There was like one guy who was wearing a mask.
Right.
So, I mean,
a real fucking nightmare up there, and we could be doing it right now. So, that's where you come in. Mike, we've got a question from Brian. Brian writes, hey guys, what do you think is the worst kind of dog? A guy in my Discord has 5 Chihuahuas, and the rest of us all make fun of him for it in a separate DM. So I guess this is where Brian is telling us he's not telling his Discord about the show, because obviously that guy would hear this and know that he's the guy with 5 Chihuahuas.
Hey, my Discord, which is extremely popular and has a lot of people who would enjoy your show. I haven't told them about the show, but I did make fun of this guy's dog. I thought you guys would
and
love
he's
that.
Actually the only one I could convince to listen to the show. So anyways, the other day someone asked, are Chihuahuas the worst possible kind of dog? I say yes, but I don't know that many different dogs, so I'm willing to be schooled on this. But I hate Chihuahuas. Brian, great question. I also don't care much for Chihuahuas. They've never done anything to me, though. They just, you know, they just got a look about them I don't care anything about, you know. What is the worst dog in your view, Mike?
Pomeranian.
Oh, okay.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, the worst dog.
Interesting.
Except, I've only met one Pomeranian I liked. It was my friend Becca and Kyle's dog that they had. It was a goddamn sweetheart. Wasn't a little, yapper.
Yes.
He was a goddamn sweetheart. His name was Hank. Beautiful, beautiful dog.
That's nice. They are small dogs, so they can be a little shrill. I think most people would be choosing a small dog. I guess there are people who would say pit bull because they're very afraid of pit bulls and And they sort of get a bad rap. So I guess I can see people saying that. But no one's going to say, like, lab. No one's saying lab is the worst kind of dog.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Cocker Spaniel, no one's saying that. I guess they are kind of small. To me, the worst dog is a Dachshund. And I don't like saying that because...
What? You don't like a weenie?
They are so cute. But everyone I've ever met is such a fucking prick.
Yeah. They go in the same basket as the Pomeranian. You know, it's a good dog, the Basset Hound.
Yes.
That's a nice dog.
That's a nice attitude on a dog. Thank you. Yep. Oh, you're just going to sit there and be kind of dopey and lovable? Oh.
Bloodhound. You're just going to look sad? Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I think I can do that. You know, sitting on the porch, the wind chimes are going. My goodness. When I read this email for the first time, I did a search for something that I would normally do in incognito mode because I didn't...
Uh-oh.
And the reason I sometimes do that is because I'm just embarrassed. Do you ever do that? It's not porno. You're just embarrassed of the search.
Yeah.
You just go in incognito. You have to do some.
What is 90% of.
Right.
Yeah, I've done that stuff before. Yeah.
I did this one and I don't think I did incognito on this one because I was so sure that it was going to be something that existed that I knew it wouldn't be tied back to me in any bad way just because I know how the world is and I knew this would be a thing. I searched for all dogs matter on Google because I just knew it would be a thing. And of course it is. But here's the thing. This all dogs matter. This is a charity in the United Kingdom that has existed since 2009.
Wow.
I mean, they're not the ones who got the most fucked in this whole thing, but I think it's fair to say that if you have the name of your charity is that right now, I mean, you got to feel like a real dodo bird. I think you really got messed up. But I guess they're like adopting. I guess they're adopting dogs or whatever. You know, I mean, good for them.
Like, that's cool.
Holy shit, they got 42,000 followers on Twitter. So now people they just retweeted Ricky Gervais. What the fuck is going on over there? Now I'm not sure if it's good or not. I was gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, but now I'm not sure if it's good.
He does a lot of charity.
Oh, okay.
For people.
Well, I guess he's good then. So that's all I have to say on that. Anyways, thank you for the question, Brian. Thank you everybody for listening. That's all I have to say. I'm done talking. I'm done. No one else needs to hear anything else. That's it. I'm finished. Yeah.
Oh man.
I can't believe it's the end of the show.
That's good.
Whatever. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, Mike, you got to answer this question at the end. Here it goes.
Hey, what's up? Got a fantasy football question. I'm in a Superflex PPR. Do I start Nyheim Hines or DJ Moore? This question's for Mike. I'm going to need this one before Sunday. That's tomorrow. I guess it's today. This is 12:20 a.m. I actually need this by 11 a.m.
Mike, do you got an answer for him?
Well, that can be hard. PPR leagues, it seems like they were the hot new trend a while ago. Now, super flex leagues. I mean, you can create the ultimate fantasy monster team with that. But what did you ask about, Nyheim?
I can fucking see your eyes moving on the fucking screen right now.